With Boris Johnson's likely elevation to Conservative Party leader now just days away, the British Parliament's Committee on Exiting the EU has warned against leaving without a deal. The committee said this would lead to severe disruption and put many jobs and livelihoods at risk. Yesterday, MPs voted to prevent the suspension of Parliament to force through a no-deal Brexit. During his campaign, Mr Johnson has pledged that with or without an agreement, Britain will leave the EU at the end of October. Labour MP Hilary Benn chairs the Brexit Committee. He joins us now on the line. A series of reports have warned against a no-deal departure. I know your report is coming out this morning. There was another one yesterday. But given what Boris Johnson is saying, will those reports make any difference?
Well, something else happened yesterday in Parliament, and that is we carried an amendment that I and Alistair Burt had put forward, which in effect said to whoever is the new Prime Minister elected next week, there's no point in trying to prorogue Parliament because we will be back to do our job of work. And I think there is a problem, there's no doubt about it, that you have all of these warnings. We took evidence from leading representative organisations of Great British Success Story, cars, manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, higher education, the tech sector, and all of them warned us of the damaging consequences. So for cars, the prospect of tariffs, delays at the border. At the moment, the UK has been really the number one destination for investment in technology. People are now hedging their bets. It would be disastrous for farming, and that's a particular issue in Ireland, in Northern Ireland and in the Republic. It would damage the reputation of the higher education sector. And for the services industry, which is 80% of the British economy, businesses would risk losing market access and they wouldn't be sure whether their staff could carry on working in other countries depending on what the rules are. And that's why we say that no deal cannot constitute the policy of any responsible government. But I have to be honest with you, given what the two leadership contenders have been saying, there appears to be a breakdown in communication, because in any other circumstances I can ever think of, if all these business sectors were saying to the government, this is really not a good idea, and the government itself was saying, this is the most damaging outcome, you'd think politicians would say, okay, we won't do that. But they're saying the very opposite.
Those who support a no-deal Brexit say that Britain could continue tariff-free trade with the EU under the terms of GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. And again, that's something that's been raised repeatedly during the Conservative leadership campaign. Now, this report says that that wouldn't be possible. Why?
For the very simple reason that to use what's called GATT 24, there has to be an agreement between the UK and the EU. By definition, if the UK leaves on the 31st of October without a deal, there is no agreement, and therefore Article 24 of GATT does not apply. And in those circumstances, the EU would charge their normal tariffs on goods coming from the United Kingdom that they apply to goods coming into the EU from the rest of the world at the moment. And that means a 10% tariff on cars for sheep farmers. You're looking at tariffs of around 50%. It varies depending on the particular product. This would have a catastrophic effect on the industry in the United Kingdom, and it's why the National Farmers Union has said that it would be disastrous for UK farming.
Do you believe that faced with the prospect of a no-deal departure, and as that October the 31st date draws closer, that the EU will in some way reopen the withdrawal agreement?
Well, I think one has to take the EU at its word. It has repeatedly said that it will not. And the truth is, if we were to leave, heaven forbid, without a deal at the end of October, then the only way to sort out the problems that would ensue would be subsequently to come to some sort of agreement. Now, it is clear as day that the EU would require the payment of the money, a guaranteed arrangement to keep an open border in Northern Ireland in order to ensure that that happens. So the other thing we say in our report today is that no deal cannot represent the end state of our future relationship with the European Union. There's going to have to be something. So what is the point of doing all of the damage that would follow from a no-deal Brexit on the 31st of October? And I think the significance of yesterday's vote in Parliament is the size of the margin of victory for the amendment that we had moved. That sends a very clear message to the next Prime Minister. You are not going to be able to lock the doors of Parliament and tell MPs to go away until the end of October. My view is that would be a constitutional outrage. And I think that will make the new Prime Minister realise that in the end, whatever he wants to do is going to have to go through Parliament. And Parliament has clearly expressed its view in passing the amendment yesterday.
Hilary Benn, MP, thank you for joining us on the line this morning.